Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic. Welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super important, building a support system that rocks your world. You know the drill. Life can throw some curveballs, right? And trust me, I've definitely had my fair share. But let me tell you, having people in your corner makes all the difference. It's like having your own personal cheerleading squad, minus the pompons and spandex. Now, you might be thinking, Dylan, this sounds a little too cheesy. Fair enough, but hear me out. It's not about drowning yourself in Hallmark movie vibes. We're talking about genuine connections, people who lift you up when you're down, celebrate your wins big and small, and challenge you to be your best self. And honestly, isn't that what we all crave? So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you build a support network that feels more like family than just acquaintances. First things first, be present. Ever feel like people are scrolling through their lives while standing right next to you? It's so easy to get caught up in our own heads and forget to truly connect with others. But here's the deal. Genuine connections require active listening and divided attention and a willingness to put your phone down. Second, be vulnerable. It's okay to let people see your imperfections, your fears, your dreams. Sharing your authentic self creates a space of trust and intimacy that fosters real connections. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's the foundation for deep and meaningful relationships. Think about it, who are you most drawn to? The folks who put on a perfect facade were those who shared their struggles and triumphs openly. Third, be generous with your time and energy. We all have limited resources, but investing in your relationships is an investment that pays dividends. Be there for people when they need you, celebrate their successes, offer a listening ear during tough times. It's the little things, a text message of encouragement, a phone call just to check in, or even a simple act of kindness that can make a world of difference. Now, fourth, be selective. You don't have to be best friends with everyone you meet. It's perfectly okay to prioritize your energy and time on the relationships that truly matter. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, inspire you, and challenge you to grow. Remember, quality over quantity every time. Lastly, be consistent. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. It's like tending a garden, it requires regular attention, nurturing, and care. So make an effort to stay in touch, check in regularly, and create shared experiences that strengthen your bonds. Think about a time when you really needed support. Who came through for you? Maybe it was a friend who listened without judgment, a family member who offered a shoulder to cry on, or even a stranger who extended a helping hand. These moments of human connection remind us that we're not alone in this journey called life. Speaking of real-life examples, let me tell you about my buddy Mark. A few months back, he was going through a really rough patch, job loss, relationship troubles, the whole shebang. He felt isolated and lost. But then his network stepped up big time. His family rallied around him, offering practical help, emotional support, and endless words of encouragement. His friends organized game nights, movie marathons, and even surprise barbecue just to lift his spirits. You know what? Mark started to turn things around. He realized he wasn't alone, and that having people in his corner made all the difference. It's a reminder that even during our toughest times, there are always people who care and want to help. So, my friends, remember these key takeaways. Be present, be vulnerable, be generous, be selective, and be consistent. These actions might seem small, but they have the power to build a support system that will carry you through life's ups and downs. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. As always, thanks for tuning into Everyday Stoicism. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with your friends who could use a little extra support. Until next time, keep striving for strength, simplicity, and focus.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.